Jungle.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to Moraine Park's Talent Talk on continuous improvement. I'd like to welcome Doug Woolridge to our podcast today. Doug is our continuous improvement instructor here at the college, and he'll be walking us through our continuous improvement program. So, Doug, I'd like to kick it off by asking you a little bit about your background in continuous improvement and
sure.
how you got involved.
Oh, great. Well, thank you, Bo. I'm happy to be here and happy to talk about continuous improvement at Moraine Park. I got interested in Six Sigma in kind of a roundabout way. I started my career as a mechanical engineer, and as my career progressed, I was working at an organization that was implementing Lean Six Sigma. They were doing a pretty thorough implementation throughout the organization. And as I started to hear about it, I got more and more interested in what was going on in that program. As a mechanical engineer, I had recognized many times that I was kind of living in some broken processes. And what I really wanted to do was fix those processes so that we didn't continue to have the same problems over and over. So that was really what sparked my interest in Lean Six Sigma, was having the ability to look at what we do within an organization and improve those things that we do within the organization so that we can be as efficient and as productive as possible.
Interesting. So kind of learning by seeing what wasn't working. When you think about your experience and the work that you've done, put yourself in the role of an executive. What would keep you up at night relevant to continuous improvement?
That's an interesting way to look at it. Yeah, when it comes to continuous improvement, we don't do continuous improvement for the sake of doing it. We do it to help us solve problems and make our organizations better. So if we start by focusing on the problems that an organization has, and some of the problems that we hear quite frequently with our partner businesses at Moraine Park, I hear things like, well, we've got increased scrap being one of the problems that we see. I also see a lot of problems with efficiency, productivity, and even in non-manufacturing environments, some of the problems that can be improved using Lean Six Sigma tools are things like duplication of effort within a process or mistakes within a process within a bank or a healthcare organization. We can also improve processes where we make decisions, things like getting sign-offs, authorizations. Those processes are typically a lot more cumbersome than they need to be. And all of those things can be improved using our quality tools, specifically Lean Six Sigma tools sometimes.
Great point, Doug. So not just for manufacturing.
Oh, absolutely. Whenever you look at how does your organization produce your service or your product, you're following processes. You're going through things step by step. And anytime that we have a process, we can look at that process using different quality tools. Lean is a great one to look at the steps that we follow and figure out where do we have waste? Where are we doing things that don't actually add value for our customer? And how can we simplify or even eliminate those steps?
Good point. So look for process. If there's a process, it can be improved.
Absolutely.
Nice. Okay. So what are the challenges that you see when a company is trying to implement or support this type of program? Where are the hurdles? What's slowing them down from implementing this successfully?
Oh, yeah. When we look at the challenges involved, anytime that we're making an improvement, that also implies that we're making a change. And so one thing that organizations, I think, can do to help themselves with these improvements is to think about an area we call change management. So anticipating how people are going to react to a change. Unfortunately, it's kind of human nature to be resistant to whatever changes might come. But the simple fact is, if we don't change what we're doing, we're not going to improve our result. So I think change management is one area that organizations can look to help with whatever other method you're using to make the improvements. So change management is one of them. Communication about the change is a huge part of change management. And I think also having the knowledge and even the experience to make sure that you're using the right method. So a method that fits your problem and your culture can help your organization be more successful.
Thank you. Continuous improvement, Lean, Six Sigma, these are terms that have been used for some time. They're not brand new, but tell us a little bit about what's changing within those areas in that discipline. What's new?
With continuous improvement, hopefully we're also improving the tools that we use. So that's a very good question. Basically, the fundamentals through the years, I've been at this for almost 15 years now, and the fundamentals have pretty much stayed the same. You know, understand the process, figure out where your shortcomings are occurring, what the root cause of your problems are, and fix those. So the fundamentals for those continuous improvement tools really haven't changed. Some of the trends that we're seeing, though, are a preference for online learning. Things like micro-learning is another trend that we see, where instead of trying to learn everything at once, we can just take off little bits at a time and then apply those. And that's what we really try to do with the Moraine Park training here, is we try to make sure that it's very application-driven. How do we not only learn how to do it, but how do we apply it when you go back to your organization? So when people think of a technical college, they might be thinking about, oh, that's going to be very classroom oriented. No, we understand our business partners need to apply these methods when they go back to their day-to-day jobs. So we definitely take an application-driven approach. Lots of examples for them to use, in-class exercises to take them through the tools so they get experience using these things before they actually need to apply them.
So it's not just that book that sits on the shelf up there all the time. We actually use it.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I'm a company. I'm ready to start this. Where do I start? What would you tell me?
I would make sure that you understand where you're at. And everything I'm going to say here are things that we can help and do help our business partners out with. Is we need to understand, what are the problems that you need to fix? What is the direction your organization wants to go? So, you know, we like to look at the strengths that an organization has within its walls, some of the threats and opportunities might be out there. And if that's sounding familiar to you, that's the good old SWOT analysis. So we can start there and figure out what problems do we need to address, what opportunities are out there, and then help pick the tools and the method that best fits that company and that company's culture.
So it sounds like it's not just a one-size-fits-all.
Oh, absolutely not.
Good. So, Doug, share an experience you've had with a company that was starting Lean or Six Sigma or something relevant to CI. Where did they start? What challenges did they face early on? And how did they move forward? And what was their goal? How did they reach it?
Sure. One company that comes to mind was a company that was experiencing rapid growth, and we see that quite often. Obviously, rapid growth is a good problem to have, but it does create problems within an organization. When we have rapid growth, we typically do whatever is necessary to get through in the short term, but we create a lot of bad habits when we do that. So a company that we worked with here at Moraine Park that we partnered with was going through a time of rapid growth. They were experiencing things like difficulty delivering to customers on time. They were having problems with efficiency. They were having problems with floor space. They were running out of floor space because of the capacity that they needed to have. So we worked with that organization, and we determined that, you know, some of these issues they were having could be addressed with primarily Lean tools at that stage. So we started with the basic 5S, you know, get the workplace clean and organized. And we partnered with them. We did training essentially for all employees so that they knew what 5S was and why it was being done. And we also had to address part of the change management issue, which was, hey, we've done this before. We did 5S 3 years ago. And, you know, it was just a flavor of the day. We had to address those issues. You know, why is management serious about it now? Why is management more committed to what we're doing now than we were 3 years ago, so we could get people on board with the change. So we started with 5S, and we did the general training. We also did some workshop training, where we're really training the trainers for that organization. And as part of that training, as I mentioned before, we're very hands-on, very applied with our methods. So these workshops not only involved learning the method, but as part of the 16-hour workshop, we'd go out and implement every phase of 5S. And my goal with that is to set the organization up in that area to be successful in maintaining that 5S activity. So through the 5S, they were able to get more floor space, free up some floor space. They've seen some efficiency gains with that. And then it's a matter of, does the organization have the commitment to keep that going? Again, when times are good and you have orders to meet, it may be challenging to decide, do we do our 5S activity, or do we use that time to get a little more product out the door? And that's a tough decision to make because, you know, obviously we need to meet our customers' needs, but hopefully the organization has also realized the benefit that 5S would bring in this case. And they would have the commitment to say 5S is a priority, because it's a slippery slope. That one day when you say, nope, today 5S isn't a priority, we have to do something else. What happens tomorrow? And how many days can we let that slide before we really lose the traction that we've built from that activity? So, you know, those are some of the things that we do as we partner with our companies. We try to figure out what's the best tool for them for where they're at right now. Where do they want to go? We can help do gap analysis to help them understand where they're at, where they want to be, and then apply the best continuous improvement method for that.
Interesting. So it sounds like you're leveraging a lot of your past experience, your academic experience to figure out what's the best tool relevant to the issue that organization is facing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think that's what Marine Park really brings to the table for our business partners, is that experience and knowledge of all of the various tools and where they're best applied, and also how they fit within a company's culture.
What do companies not think about that they should be thinking about when looking at continuous improvement?
That's a great way of looking at it. Some of the things that I think companies may not consider up front, as I mentioned before, change management. Change management is a huge part of every change, and if you don't set yourself up for success in that area, it's going to be very challenging to keep that improvement in place. And I also alluded to that in the previous question too, not really taking a look at where you're at and having a plan of where you want to be. I think once you have a plan of where you want to be, filling in the roadmap to get there becomes a lot more effective and a lot easier to do.
Yeah, it seems to make sense. Measure things that get measured get done, right? So if we know what the goal is, or at least how to measure the goal, we can determine if we're there and if we were successful.
Absolutely, yeah.
That makes sense. So Doug, you talked a little bit about how Marine Park can help companies, but tell us a little bit more. Give us an example about how companies can start that conversation with you and then what we can do to help get them on their CI journey.
Sure. Yeah. It also really starts with either a phone call or an email. Once you contact us here at Marine Park, we would get together with you and kind of talk through these things. What is the issue that brought you to the discussion? What is your 1 year plan? What is your 3 year plan? What is your 5 year plan? And then ideally we'd spend a little time getting to know your organization better, talking to various people within your organization, and then together working out a plan. What does your organization, what tools does it need to know? What training would be involved? And then how do we implement that training? And I think even most importantly is how do we maintain the commitment to whatever we've chosen to do. So I think those are the things that we bring to the table for the organizations.
Awesome. Well, that wraps up our podcast with Doug Woolridge, our continuous improvement instructor here at Marine Park Technical College. I'd like to thank Doug for joining us.
Mm-hmm. Like thank you, Bo.
Thank everybody else for joining us. So that concludes Marine Park's Talent Talk on Continuous Improvement.